Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.
Okay, in the studio we've got Dave Downey, and halfway between here and Sunderland, somewhere in a glamorous York hotel, is Neil Atkinson from the Anfield Rap. Morning, Neil.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Is it not glamorous?
It's well. It's a hotel in York. It's on Mill Street. I can see a glorious office building in front of me. And a couple of people of York couldn't come to work.
But don't lie, Neil. It's just a tent, isn't it?
It may not be that much more than that, if I'm honest.
He's at a campsite. He's at a campsite in York.
Yeah.
You were really down in the dumps last night, Neil?
Really was, honestly, Stephen. They led twice in the game. And I think that that's one of the kicks in the teeth. The second one is obviously the pace that Chelsea are setting. And I mean, you know, if Liverpool end up losing the league by 2 points, you might feel like these are the 2 points at some point. Because Chelsea are setting this pace, this is the pace you've got to go at. So it did feel like a real kick in the teeth. But, I mean, broadly speaking, it's okay, other than the fact that you're measuring yourself up against Chelsea. I mean, it was a dog of a game last night. The timing of it wasn't fantastic. Liverpool don't score the fourth goal in the game. They don't make it 3-1. And that's obviously a real, real blow as well. But, you know, under normal circumstances, you should be able to shrug your shoulders. But Chelsea's run is not normal circumstances. They played 13-1-13. And so it just feels like, you know, that's the pace that you've got to go at as well to put some pressure back on them. And Liverpool failed to do so last night. And I don't think it needs the idea of urgently signing players. You don't make a decision based upon one game or anything like that. But it did feel as though, you know, for a few of these lads, I mean, I think Emre Can really struggled, if I'm being honest. You know, I thought you actually saw what Henderson's been doing so well for Liverpool. And a lot of people say to you, you don't need a Jordan Henderson against the poorer sides and all that sort of stuff. Whereas last night you saw exactly why you needed Jordan Henderson. You saw exactly why Jordan Henderson's so important. And I think that was where, you know, it began to tell last night. And I think if Liverpool had Henderson last night, they probably would have got all 3 points from both an attacking and a defensive point of view.
If you just looked at the stats and you hadn't seen the game, you think Liverpool would have won 5-0. They had 71% possession, had 15 shots on target, only 3 shots off target. So 18 shots in all, plus, you know, quite a few corners as well. Everything statistically sort of backed Liverpool to be big winners in this game, and yet they didn't have the goals.
Yeah, and that's what kills you, is that you've gone to see a Liverpool side that really deserve to win. And I think there's two ways to take deserve to win. There's one way to take it, which is, oh, well, we deserve to win. The other way to take it is, well, we really should have won that. And this one just falls ever so slightly into that latter category. It isn't as though they needed to be absolutely brilliant to beat this Sunderland side, but they still didn't quite do it. And listen, you get games like this across the course of the season, you'll get games like this. The problem that Liverpool have is that games like this are a luxury that at the moment they cannot afford. And as I say, that might be unfair. It might be that once you look at all 38 games and you don't look at this run Chelsea have been on, then you're able to say, you know what, that was an okay point. If Liverpool end up winning the league by a point, you're able to say, well, that was one of the points that helped contribute to that sort of process. But currently, points just feel like a luxury we cannot afford to have.
It's Daniel Sturridge's situation. It's, you know, another recurrence of an injury. How much of a damaging blow for the month of January, given Sadio Mane's exit to the African Cup of Nations?
It's a huge blow. It'd be a huge blow anyway. I mean, you know, without the Mane thing, because you've seen the value of Sturridge there last night. I thought he was excellent. I thought he was bright as a button whilst he was on the pitch. I thought he was one of the reasons why I fancied Liverpool to win the game right the way through. To be honest with you, there was no point where I didn't fancy Liverpool to win the game when Sturridge was on the pitch. And he was doing a lot of work for a lot of people last night, and that's fine. That was sort of his role. He was the one pair of fresh legs put into that attack, and you could see him dropping deep and linking play and working very, very hard and deep coming, getting it, turning, shifting.
Well, we're dropping deep an awful lot. Was he told to do that? Was that? I mean, that's a bugbear with some fans, isn't it? The amount of time he's back on the halfway line or back on the right side of the midfield.
Yeah, I think it is. It might be a bugbear for some fans, but I suspect it is what he's told to do. You can't talk about having a front line which all shifted into changes and then say, but when you pick Daniel Sturridge, he's meant to stand up front. And I also think that he wants to just be that sort of player. He wants to be involved in the play. If anything, he's doing it too much. But then no one says that about Roberto Firmino. No one says Roberto Firmino's coming, dropping deep and linking play too much because they say, oh, well, he's not that sort of number nine. Well, Sturridge is the number nine that the team wanted last night. It was the number nine that's been the way in which Liverpool have played. And I thought he did that job really, really well. I prefer to see him stood up front more often available for a pass. But then at times, I'd almost rather see Roberto Firmino stood up front more often available for a pass. But unlike, for instance, Origi, the ball sticks with him all the time. And he, as I say, he wants to bring everybody he can into play. And, you know, we can get hung up on aspects of things last night, and I think there's been a lot of that for me. I think that the killer for me, though, is just simply not winning. There's no clever tactical point or anything like that. It's that Liverpool had the opportunities to win. In the run-up to the second goal, Sunderland's second goal, there's a terrible refereeing decision. Broadly speaking, the referee's absolutely dreadful all night. For both sides, he's just not very good at his job. And I think that Liverpool should have, and the Liverpool manager should have done what Brendan Rodgers did in 2013-14, a little bit earlier, around Lee Mason, which has put some pressure on that referee and on the FA as a whole, and say, we don't want to be refereed by this fella, not because Liverpool need the referee to be in their favour, but because they need a good referee right the way through the game. And that's a bit of a kick last night. And that's one of the reasons why, for the first time last night, you saw the Liverpool manager go with the referee post-match. It's the first time I've seen him do it as Liverpool manager. And one of the reasons why is that 2 points in his head could be the 2 points that cost us everything.
Absolutely. I said that before. Dave, Sadio Mane's got a lot of stock in the bank, so you can't really have a go at him. But what was he doing with that hitchhiking arm that gave away the penalty?
I don't know. Well, looking at the replay where they show it from behind the opposite end of the goal, it looked like Mignolet had it covered as well. He was well already set and moving towards where Larsson hit the ball. I just think it's a natural reaction, I think, to you try and stop the ball with whatever you can. But, I mean, I've seen him protesting to the referee saying he sort of pulled his arms in as if to move his hand away from it. But when you look at it, he's put his arm out to get it in the way of the ball. I have sympathy with people because I think it's a split second reaction. I think some people react in a different way. The B players who duck out of being in a wall, try and get out the way of a shot. I think we saw that we see that all the time, every single week. So yeah, I have sympathy with him, but I mean, you look at it and you think professional player sticking his arm out to get in the way of a shot, there's only going to be one result, and it was a penalty. And I heard you mention the Emre Can one earlier this morning. I actually think that was a decent decision because he doesn't have time to react. Yeah,
you didn't think that was a penalty? No, I did.
You thought it was?
Yeah, I thought a lot of I thought 80% of referees might have given the Can one. Neil.
I thought the Chamon was one in normal time, but I think the key thing about the Mane one is that it wasn't a free kick. This is the absolute killer of the situation. And I'll say it again, the man's not very good at his job. This isn't, you know, I think that there's issues around, in a Liverpoolian context, there's issues around the fact that he's from where he's from in Greater Manchester, and I understand all that, but put that to one side. I mean, Mike Dean's only refereed one Liverpool game, and it's the Merseyside Derby 3 weeks ago. And I think for the avoidance of doubt and for the avoidance of this nonsense, it would just simply be far better if he wasn't refereeing Liverpool games. But then I would say that if he was the best referee in the country, I'd want him to referee Liverpool games. Yeah. I just don't think he's very good at his job. And I think that in general, I think we can... I don't like talking about referees. I mean, Dave's done a number of shows with me where he'll say, I don't want to talk about the ref. I'm not interested in talking about the ref. But when you're looking at a series of specific incidents that a man's got wrong, and this isn't the first time, it is not the first time, not just for Liverpool, but across the course of his career, refereeing at elite level, when you're looking at a series of specific incidents that the man's got just wrong, they're just wrong decisions, it becomes this, that he's just simply not good enough to do this job at Premier League level. Now, that's fine, because there's loads of people who aren't good enough to do a job at Premier League level. There's managers who aren't, there's footballers who aren't. His heart in the right place. Well, I'm now looking at the body of work that stretches back for 2 or 3 seasons, and I just don't think that he's anywhere near good enough. And he gets conned or goes with the crowd on decisions like, for instance, the one who run up to the free kick all day. And I think that the earlier one may well have been a penalty, and I actually said at the time, we've got away with one there. This was me in the crowd. I think we've got away with one there, I was saying. But this is the point. The point isn't that he's biased against one side or the other. It's just that he's simply not very good at being a Premier League referee. And when that's the case, if you're the better side, which Liverpool are last night, it throws an element of randomness into the outcome of the game. Whereas if you've just got a referee that gets 95% of decisions right and 5% of decisions wrong, which is where most referees are, then you're able to say, well, you know what, the outcome of the game is the outcome of the game. We didn't have that luxury last night, and in the end, the referees genuinely influenced the outcome of that game. It's a tight game, the circumstances of when it's played, the nature of the players playing it, all of that sort of stuff, the fact that, you know, that no one's got enough rest, not the Liverpool players, but not the Sunderland players. And I think the other thing to say from last night, as I say, because I don't like talking about the referee, is the Sunderland players scrapped for their shirt last night, and they scrapped for Sunderland, and they scrapped for the manager, and they've got themselves a point in the end. And you can say that they probably deserved the point on the balance of how they scrapped for it, but then Liverpool deserved all three.
Steve Hoddesall's kick-off. This is Radio City Talk.